Harry, you said that when you came, you thought you'd give it 3 years. You ended up giving it about 27 years.
28 years.
How did you change over that time? How did the university change? And I sort of wonder, do you feel that at least part of you is a Tar Heel?
Yeah. What happened was during the second contract, this is the only job I've ever had for more than 3 years in my whole life. And I came here I think I was 36, 37. So I never had a job more than 3 years. Everywhere it was 2.83, I was always 3 years. And after the 3-year contract, I was really considering doing something else. And I got the 6-year contract, and somewhere in 1983, I took a leave. And I worked at the Philadelphia Inquirer. I had been going to the Inquirer during the summers. In 83, I made a deal with the Inquirer that I'll work there this summer, 1983, but I'll also continue to work. I was on a copy desk, continue to stay there until December, all the way through. And they said, fine, because they needed people to replace people who wanted to take off for Christmas and whatnot. So, yeah, that was fine with them. And they were paying union salary, so I was making a decent salary. I wasn't taking any cuts. And I had a house in Philly that I still had. And I was getting married. Cheryl and I had a relationship for a long time. We were back and forth. She was in California, and she came back, and we decided we were going to do it. So there were a lot of reasons for me to leave because the Inquirer job could have converted into a full-time job. And at the time, Howard was interested. And I went to interview at Howard, and Howard made me an offer. Now, this is at a time when Richard was working to get tenure here. So I knew to get me on a tenure track. And I knew down the line that looked good. So I had that, and I was getting raises. And I told these people, Howard, this. And Howard wanted me to work more. They wanted me to teach more courses. They wanted me to help run the student paper because they have a relationship with the student paper. It's not independent. More courses. And I remember that I have friends at Howard. Carolyn Stroman had gone there by then. Justine Rector, who I taught with at Temple, she was there now. And the woman here from Radio Television Motion Picture, Merritt, I can't remember her name. Big woman. But anyway, the three of them were there. And when I came there to interview, they pulled me into the office, the three of them. I said, are you interviewing for this job? Man, you don't want to come here. This is three people working for Howard. Mm-hmm. They told me, you don't want to come here. You better stay down there in North Carolina where it's nice and easy. That's what they told me. Anyway, long story short, Howard offered me less money than I was making at the time, and I'm due for a raise, and to teach more, and it was just disrespectful. And so I didn't take it. And that was one of the reasons why I didn't make a change. At the same time, I was also doing summer school stuff. I just started working at something called the Academy for Future Journalists. It was a program Gannett funded at Northwestern. And I ended up doing that for 3 or 4 summers. I don't remember what. They wanted me to come there for the summer and teach for the whole summer. I told them I couldn't do it, but I could do 2 weeks. And it was really interesting because here I was full-time at Carolina, but I was on leave. I was working full-time at the Inquirer on leave. And here I had this summer position for 2 weeks because the Inquirer let me off for 2 weeks to do that thing at Northwestern. And the kids were a little bit confused there. They said, well, do you work for the Inquirer or UNC? And so I ended up staying here and moved my family here. Cheryl came, and eventually she got a job teaching law at Central's Law School, where she still is. The kids went to school here. You know, my son, my biological son, he came here and graduated in 93. And so it became a second home. And I got acclimated and got used to it. Plus, I really liked the freedom that Richard allowed me in pursuing my own initiatives, mm-hmm. with the development of the Black Press course, with the things I was doing in the summers with minority students. The Academy for Future Journalists was for students from HBCUs. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, one of them is, she's working at WUNC now on the radio. She's actually on leave now. Another one eventually ended up being editor at Essence magazine. And she relocated here, too. She's in this area with her family, freelancing and writing for a health publication. Mm-hmm. And these are kids from Florida A&M and Hampton. And they're here. Mm-hmm. And they're former kids. They're former students of mine. So I like that. And then later on, we started our own initiative for college sophomores. And this was funded by the newspaper fund. And I ran that with Regina Sherrard here with more minority students. I just ran into one of them a couple of years ago, Hawaiian student. She works at a newspaper up in New York, upstate New York, and her husband has relatives down here. Mm-hmm. And she looked me up a couple of years ago, and I went over and had breakfast with them. Mm-hmm. But so my relationship with minority students expanded. Mm-hmm. And I was able to do these things, and Richard was always supportive. And so my teaching was really... just not teaching. And it was exciting because at the end of the year, when we used to do those end of the year reports about what we had done, mm-hmm. and sometimes I would put all my stuff in there and I would read it and I would say, now if somebody had given this to me and said, this is what you have to do this year, I would have told them they're crazy, I'm not going to do this. But somehow when it just happens, a door opens, you take a step and you're in, mm-hmm. and it was more exciting. More and more every year, I would always tell people, I know what I'm going to teach, mm-hmm. and I know how those courses are probably going to go. But what I don't know is what else I'm going to do, what other opportunities are going to be open. And by this time, too, I had relationships here at the university. I was working over in General College as an advisor, and I was working with the Black faculty. I was working with the students. You know, we had a student organization for black student professionals. And so the whole thing, teaching was just one piece of the whole milieu. So I was at home. Mm-hmm. And it was fun. It was work, but it was always fun. Yeah. And it was always something unexpected would happen. Mm-hmm.